American Language Course, Book 21, Tape 3C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3C. Go to Figure 1. Repeat the words safe, unsafe, successful, unsuccessful, fair, unfair, available, unavailable, able, unable, happy, unhappy, obey, disobey, loyal, disloyal, like, dislike, agree, disagree, satisfied, dissatisfied, honest, dishonest. Use the words in Figure 1 again and change the sentence that you hear. Repeat the correct response. Number 1. That machine is not safe. Repeat. That machine is unsafe. Number 2. The party was not very successful. Repeat. The party was unsuccessful. Number 3. The test was not fair. Repeat. The test was unfair. Number 4. This book is not available. Repeat. This book is unavailable. Number 5. She is not able to leave earlier. Repeat. She is unable to leave earlier. Number 6. She wasn't happy about your decision. Repeat. She was unhappy about your decision. Number 7. They didn't obey their instructor. Repeat. They disobeyed their instructor. Number 8. They weren't loyal to their employer. Repeat. They were disloyal to their employer. Number 9. We don't like rock music. Repeat. We dislike rock music. Number 10. Mary didn't agree with me. Repeat. Mary disagreed with me. Number 11. Judy is not satisfied with the situation. Repeat. Judy is dissatisfied with the situation. Number 12. Mike wasn't honest with you. Repeat. Mike was dishonest with you. Go to figure 2. Listen to the sentences and combine them. Use the word whose. Listen to an example, then repeat the sentence. That's the instructor. You taught his class yesterday. Repeat. That's the instructor whose class you taught yesterday. Listen, combine, and repeat. Number 1. I just met the woman. I'm going to teach her class. Repeat. I just met the woman whose class I'm going to teach. Number 2. There's a man at work. His son just graduated from law school. Repeat. There's a man at work whose son just graduated from law school. Number 3. Those are the farmers. Their crops did so well last year. Repeat. Those are the farmers whose crops did so well last year. Number 4. He's the officer. You need his signature. Repeat. He's the officer whose signature you need. Number 5. Aren't they the couple? Their daughter is an architect. Repeat. Aren't they the couple whose daughter is an architect? Go to figure 3. Listen to the dialogues. Listen for the words with the strong stress and put a stress mark over the words. Then answer the questions. Listen to the example.
What do you want to eat?
I want chicken, and John wants pizza.
What does Mary want? Repeat. She wants chicken. What does John want? Repeat. He wants pizza. Listen for the words with the strong stress and mark them. Then answer the questions. Number 1.
Are these your cigarettes?
No, they're not mine. They're Sam's.
Are those Mark's cigarettes? Repeat. No, they're not Mark's. They're Sam's. Number 2.
Is this the red pen you were looking for?
No, that's John's pen. Mine is different.
Whose pen did Betty find? Repeat. She found John's pen. Is Ted's pen the same? Repeat. No, his pen is different. Number 3.
I want to watch the news. What do you want to do?
I don't want to watch the news. I want to go to the movies.
What does Chuck want to do? Repeat. He wants to watch the news. What does Maria want to do? Repeat. She wants to go to the movies. Go to figure four. Listen and repeat. Number one, had been written. The report had been written a week before the captain needed it. Number two, hadn't been painted. The house hadn't been painted for several years before we bought it. Number three, had been thrown out. His case had been thrown out of court before he hired a new lawyer. Number four, had been searched. The area had been searched by the military police before the civilian police arrived. Number five, hadn't been checked. The machine hadn't been checked before they tried to turn it on. Number six, had been headed. The department had been headed by a civilian before Major Gibson took over. Now look at figure five. Ask or answer questions with the words. Number one, had the regulations been reviewed before you sent them to the colonel? Repeat. Yes, they had been reviewed before I sent them to the colonel. Number two, had Dan been promoted before he went overseas? Repeat. No, he hadn't been promoted before he went overseas. Number three, all the tickets had been sold before we got there. Repeat. Had many of the tickets been sold before you got to the play? Number four. The brakes had been repaired before the accident. Repeat. What had been repaired before the accident? Number five, all the families had been evacuated before the river flooded. Repeat, had all the families been evacuated before the river flooded? Number six, Had Mary originally been hired to work full-time? Repeat. No, she had been hired to work part-time before she got a full-time position. Number 7. Paul's name had been removed from the list of candidates before we voted. Repeat. Whose name had been removed from the list? Number 8. Had the newspaper been delivered before you left the house? Repeat. No, it hadn't been delivered before I left the house. Now go to figure 6. Listen to a question based on the information you have. Write the answer on the line. Number 1. What is a public official who has the power to decide questions brought before a court of law? Number 2. What is a person whose business is to advise people about the law and to represent them in court? Number 3. What is a person who leads a life of crime and illegal actions? Number 4. What is a person who fills medical prescriptions? Number 5. What is a person who enforces the law by making people obey the law? Let's check your answers. Number 1 is a judge, spelled J-U-D-G-E. Number 2 is a lawyer, spelled L-A-W-Y-E-R. Number 3 is a criminal, spelled C-R-I-M-I-N-A-L. Number 4 is a pharmacist, spelled P-H-A-R-M-A-C-I-S-T. Number 5 is a police officer, spelled P-O-L-I-C-E, police, O-F-F-I-C-E-R, officer. Go to figure 7. This is a sentence dictation. First, listen to the complete sentence. Then, listen to parts of the sentence and write them. Number 1. Listen. Elasticity is an important property of this substance. Write. Elasticity is... an important property of this substance. Number 2. Listen. What effect does water have on this chemical? Write. What effect does water have? On this chemical. Number 3. Listen. Water doesn't affect it at all. Right. Water doesn't affect it at all. Number 4. Listen. There's some liquid escaping from that big container. Right. There's some liquid escaping from that big container. Number 5. Listen. This action comes as a result of your suggestion. Right. This action comes as a result of your suggestion. Listen to the sentences again and check your answers. Number 1. Elasticity is an important property of this substance. Number 2. What effect does water have on this chemical? Number 3. Water doesn't affect it at all. Number 4. There's some liquid escaping from that big container. Number 5. This action comes as a result of your suggestion. Check your spelling after this tape ends. You'll find the correct answers at the end of these activities. This is the end of tape 3C, book 21.